It's The Nice List on CKBW, brought to you by Forbes Kia. Here's Santa!
Well, hello, Santa, as we have another night here on The Nice List. And a big thanks to Forbes Kia for allowing us to get in touch with you every night to read these letters. Now, you've been doing it from your, you said not the workshop, but your study. Is that where the list is?
The list is on a computer. And, of course, with computers, I have a terminal out there, and I have one in the house.
Okay.
So I can work from home, or I can work in the office, just like a lot of little boys' mummies and daddies are doing now.
All right. Well, it's so good that you get the chance to call us up. And I know it's going to be busy up there in the North Pole.
Oh, it's very, very busy. Very, very busy this time of the year. If somebody didn't know exactly what was going on, I'm sure it looks like mayhem, because everybody's going in sort of different directions, but everybody's focused on their job. If everybody does their job, then the whole job gets done much quicker and much more efficiently.
Well, we're wishing you all the best as we get closer to Christmas Eve, but we still have some letters coming in, and it's not too late to write in and ask. I mean, it might not be a guarantee we get to read all the letters that come in, but you're going to be reading them even if they don't go on the air, right?
Exactly right, Jonathan. But we're going to do our best, so please keep sending letters in to me. Tonight, we're going to start out with some letters, and the first one is Brielle Corkum, 3 years old, from Newcombville. She says, "Hi, Santa. I am really excited for Christmas this year." Oh, so Santa. "I have been a really good girl, Santa, and I was wondering if you could get me some LOL dolls to add to my collection. I don't really need anything except to send lots of hugs and kisses to my family and friends that I haven't seen in a while due to the bad COVID flu going around. I just want everyone to stay safe and can't wait to see everyone again. Santa, could you send some magic to everyone this Christmas, because I think they really need it. I love you so much, Santa. Thank you. Love, Brielle."
Wow.
You know, the most amazing thing about this COVID is that the little boys and girls, with everything going on, they're still thinking about everybody else, too, at Christmas time.
And I think that letter is kind of what a lot of people are thinking about as Christmas gets closer. That's kind of what a lot of us are wanting.
Yeah, everyone's got to stay safe, and we won't be traveling around a lot, but that doesn't mean that we can't keep in touch with them with all the modern technology.
Yeah.
And after Christmas, I'm sure we'll get this under control, and we will all be back together.
Yeah.
So, the next letter that I have is Jevin Oikle, age 4, from Midville Branch, to Santa. That's me. "Please bring me what you like. It doesn't matter what you bring. I will like it and play with it. Love you, Santa. Jevin."
Nice.
Jevin, thank you very much, because Santa loves that, because I get to draw on my experience of what you've liked in the past. And I'm sure that I'm going to find something that you're going to love and play with. So, Jevin, you have a Merry Christmas, and I'll see you on Christmas Eve, but you won't see me. You'll be asleep. Now, we have a couple more that I'd like to read tonight, Jonathan.
All right.
We have another one from Lockport, age 9, Faith Enslow. "Santa, for Christmas, I would like a pop socket, LOL dolls, baby alive food, and a unicorn poopsie surprise." "Merry Christmas to you and all the reindeer, from Faith Enslow." Merry Christmas, Faith. I noticed that the baby alive food, she's probably growing. So baby alive probably eating a little more than she did. So I'll see. I'll get you some baby alive food, and you keep taking good care of her, Faith. Santa loves you both, and have a Merry Christmas. The last one I have is from Caden Sanford, age 11, and he's from Chelsea. "Dear Santa, I don't have anything specific I'd like, but I do have some questions."
Okay.
Here we go. "How are the reindeer?" The reindeer... They're getting excited. can't wait to go on Christmas Eve. Do you ever buy new sleighs? Sleighs, like cars and like everything else, don't last forever. So, actually this year, Santa is putting in an order for a new sled, and it's got some little extra features in there. We haven't really nailed down exactly, but I do have settled on the color. It's red.
Surprise.
It has to be red, I told the dealer. It has to be red. How many cookies do you eat on Christmas Eve?
Have you ever counted?
All that I can. Sometimes I get full and have to save some, but the next day they sort of disappear too. So says, I always leave you milk and two cookies, and I leave the reindeer apples. Merry Christmas. Caden, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and I love the questions that you just asked. And little boys and girls out there, if you have any questions, you can send them off to the radio station. I'll see if I can answer them for you. I have to run again right now, but before I go, we have to do the Christmas pledge.
All right.
Are you ready, boys and girls?
Here we go.
I promise to be good.
I promise to be good.
In every way.
In every way.
So I can help make every day.
So I can help make every day.
Almost as happy as Christmas Day.
Almost as happy as Christmas Day.
Good night,
Santa.
Good night, boys and girls.
Send your letter for Santa Claus to read by going to ckvw.ca and clicking on Letters to Santa. The Nice List is heard this time, Monday through Saturday, on CKVW. Merry Christmas. Yeah.